My name's Cassini Nazir. I'm here with Colin Steinmetz of Illumi, which is a lighting company. Colin, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what Illumi does?
Sure, thanks, Cassini. As he said, my name's Colin. I do a lot of the sales and marketing at Illumi. Illumi is a Plano-based, just a suburb of Dallas, startup company who creates color-tunable, app-controlled LED smart bulbs. So that's a big, long phrase for we make light bulbs that you can control from your phone. So it's a really simple concept. All you have to do is screw in our smart bulb to, you know, any standard socket, download the app, connect via Bluetooth, really simple drag and drop process, and, you know, in just a matter of minutes, you have complete control of the lights in your house.
So from my phone, I can control any of the lights that are connected with Illumi.
Exactly. So from within our app, you get ultimate control of the lights in your space. So that's anything from simple on and off, full white tunability. So if you prefer the cooler, crisper whites, you can have those, or you can have the warmer ones. In fact, we have a feature that will actually shift the hue of white throughout the course of the day, as well as full color tunability. So we actually have a patent on that as well that allows us to get the most vibrant, robust, rich colors. If you look at any of the other competitors on the market, they don't quite have the same color saturation that we do. So whenever you're gonna, you know, select your reds, your blues, your greens, you're gonna get a really rich, saturated color that's just gonna fill up your entire space.
So light is something that we almost take for granted, right? We turn it on and it's there. We don't think about it until we have to turn it off, mm-hmm. Or until we get our monthly electricity bill, maybe.
Yep.
Talk about how light and our perception of light and color affects what it is that we're doing in the space that we're in.
Sure. So I think everybody kind of perceives light differently, and that's something that we try to do as a company. So our whole mantra is to unlock the power of light. So that's going to mean something different for every person. So we've got a list of different experiences, as we call them, within our light bulb that allows the user to really craft light and manipulate light in a way that fits most efficiently and most effectively into their lifestyle.
So you're using the phrase craft light. I have to say I haven't heard that phrase before. How do people craft light? What are the sort of use cases that you've seen, and what might I use something like this for?
Sure. So like I said, it's going to be different for everybody. So we have, for example, if you're an early riser, we have what we call Rise and Shine, which is a simulated sunrise experience. So that allows you to have a lot more natural way to wake up, as opposed to, you know, an obnoxious alarm at 6 a.m. in the morning. You're going to get a Denver sunrise or a Barcelona sunrise, Fiji sunrise. So we have like a list of 7 different cities that actually mimic the sunrise from those respective cities right inside, you know, your bedside lamp. So for instance, I use the Denver one, Denver experience in my bedroom. So it'll start at a really like dim blue that you'd see over the top of the Rocky Mountains, progress through to orange and then pink and then white, while also increasing in brightness at whatever duration I set it at. So if I'd like, you know, a 30-minute Denver sunrise on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and a 15-minute Fiji sunrise on Tuesday, Thursday, I can set that directly from the app, and it's remembered right inside the bulb so that my app, my phone, doesn't have to be in proximity for that to activate.
And so what you're describing is something where I can wake up with, I can wake up to a light rather than to an alarm. It's interesting, when we were talking earlier, I just recently bought a light box during the winter and started using that and trying to wean myself away from an alarm. It seems like this can be used both for an alarm and then obviously just ambient lighting within the space as well. So there's multiple uses. Talk mm-hmm. about how light can affect focus, control. How does light affect users within a space?
Sure. So you just mentioned the light box. We see a lot of our customers that have previously used light boxes as, you know, a way to combat seasonal affective disorder, you know, particularly in like the Pacific Northwest, where it's kind of those gloomy days. So with our light bulbs, we have what we call circadian, which is, if you're familiar with circadian rhythm, how your body kind of reacts to natural daylight throughout the course of the day. So we effectively aim to take what the sun is doing and how it affects your circadian rhythm and stick it inside of a light bulb. So what that means is, in the morning times, you've probably seen studies that show that the blue light wavelengths stimulate, you know, brain activity, and that's why they tell you not to look at your cell phone or TV or something like that, you know, within an hour of you going to bed. So as, you know, kind of a direct correlation to that, we try to play on it and produce those really crisp blue whites in the morning time. So it's a little bit more invigorating, more stimulating environment for you to do your morning activities in. Throughout the course of the day, that's going to shift to a warmer hue of white. So when you come home from work in the evening time, or whether you're working in your office throughout the course of the day, you're going to get a lot more warmer, comforting, kind of cozy white light in the evening hours. So we really try to make it lighting that's going to adapt with your body throughout the course of the day.
So is that something that I myself would control, or is the light automatically adjusting based on time of day?
Yep. So you, it's really simple. You just go into your app and you pull up the experiences screen, and you'll select circadian, and you select which bulbs you want our circadian experience to be applied to. And then once you set it, that's remembered inside the light bulb itself. So until you go back to the app and to that light bulb and say, hey, I don't want you to do this anymore, you can make the assumption that it's going to perform that circadian experience regardless of, you know, whether you're there or whether you're not there. It's remembered right inside the bulb. So if you turn it on from the switch, or if you turn the light on from the app itself, you're still going to get the right color or white for that time of day. So if you turn it on halfway through the day, you're going to get a white that's closer to like a 4,000 Kelvin color temperature. In the evening times, you're going to get something closer to 2,700 Kelvin. And in the morning, you're going to get something closer to daylight at around 6,000 Kelvin.
Yeah, which we don't necessarily think about during
exactly.
our day, how our circadian rhythms and how even vitamin D from which we get from natural sunlight as well, how it affects our rhythms as well. I'd like to step back for a second. Talk to me about how Illumi started. We're sitting here in the ArtSci lab at UT Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to us about the connection between Illumi and UT Dallas.
Sure. So our two co-founders, Corey Egan and Swapna Bora, were classmates at the UT Dallas School of Management. They were MBA candidates there. And they actually came up with this idea for a class, and they entered this idea for a app-controlled smart bulb into the UT Dallas business competition. So they saw success there. They won $5,000 from that competition, used all of that to reinvest into the company.
What year was this, sorry?
This was around 2010. Yep, so the company officially formed in 2011, and from around that point onward, UT Dallas started sending them to other business idea competitions across the nation, and they were seeing a lot of success with those as well. So after some prodding from their friends and family, they eventually took their idea to Shark Tank and went to go audition for Shark Tank in, I believe, the fall of 2013. And they actually walked away with an investment from Mark Cuban after that, which is really exciting. So that episode aired April of 2014. You know, the whole world got to see that we're now a Mark Cuban-backed company, which is really great for us because we are Dallas-based, and it's great to have that kind of local support, especially with, you know, Mark Cuban's expertise. So shortly thereafter, we started selling our first generation product in early summer or late spring of 2014. Sold that for about a year or so, and then around late summer of 2015, we introduced our second generation product. Started selling that about a month or two. Fall of 2015, we started selling into Best Buy stores and Home Depot Canada stores. So you can find us in some of those retailers, and you know, from this point forward, we're really starting to look to get into some of those other huge retailers in the States. So
excellent. And you talked to me about how you got involved in Illumi as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's actually kind of a funny story. So I had a professor here. I'm also a UT Dallas graduate. I graduated from the School of Management with an undergrad degree in Marketing and Business Administration and a minor in Economics in 2014. Shortly thereafter, I was, just scrolling through Facebook. I had seen something posted about a marketing internship at Illumi, and I had previously heard of Illumi through Professor Julie Hayworth, who is a professor in the School of Management. She had mentioned them at a couple of points throughout, you know, the multiple classes that I had taken with her, you know, as kind of a testament as to what UT Dallas students could do. It's like, you know, look at the success these guys are seeing, like, you guys can do this too. So I had heard of them before. I was familiar with their product. And I saw the internship opportunity come out on Facebook, and my first thought was like, I want some really cool light bulbs, so I'm going to apply for this internship. That's kind of how my initial interest started, I'm not going to lie. They're pretty cool light bulbs. But, you know, within a month, I could tell that the company itself was somewhere where I wanted to be. The company vision, the culture is all aligned with how I think a business should be run, and I think that, you know, really invigorates my motivation for talking about this product and doing things like this. So.
Yeah. And this product is part of sort of under the umbrella of Internet of Things, mm-hmm. right? Which is a buzzword that's been going around for a while. Talk to me about what does Illumi's products do that maybe other products don't that are on the market, and what is the future of Illumi look like? What are some of the things you guys are working on right now?
Sure. So our kind of motto is live your light. And what that means is we want for our customers to be able to have a lifestyle that is supplemented by the lighting that they're able to control from their smartphones. So that's kind of our initial vision. And based off that, we're looking at expanding that into different form factors. So as it stands right now, we have two products include a small A19, which fits for like table lamps and floor lamps, ceiling fans, that kind of thing. We have a larger BR30, which is ideal for can lights or recessed lights, any kind of downlighting. We've seen a lot of feedback, and we're short-term starting to produce other things and add them to our product line, like an outdoor version of our smart bulb. We had a lot of people who actually requested to use our bulbs outdoors. We would tell them no, and they would use them outdoors anyways, and then send them back to us when they stopped working with like bugs and grass on the light bulbs. And hey, did you use this outside? No, it's like got bugs on it, and it's pretty obvious they used it outside. But you know, we saw enough of that happening to where we recognize the demand for it, and we just created an outdoor version of our smart bulb. So it does everything that our original products do, but it's compliant with outdoor use. So it's you know, completely weather resistant. So things like that, adding different form factors, and then also using the proprietary technology that we have for our Bluetooth mesh. We actually we won the Bluetooth Breakthrough Award this year at the Consumer Electronics Show. So Bluetooth selected us as, you know, the most innovative product in the Bluetooth category for 2016. And mostly in part, you know, due to the technology that we've developed behind our Bluetooth. So, you know, looking at that Bluetooth technology and offering it to other businesses who are interested in turning something ordinary, like, you know, a light bulb, into something extraordinary. So,
talk a little bit more about that, because, right, you're taking something that's very, it's in every single home, and you're redesigning the experience of a light bulb. What's your process for understanding how people do this? What's the business process for envisioning new futures for light?
Right, so we're kind of under the impression that, you know, light is a very ubiquitous thing. Light is everywhere you go. And like you mentioned in the intro, you know, most people don't really pay attention to good lighting. Like, people know when lighting is really bad, or they know when their light bulbs are dead. And that's really the only time that light is brought to the forefront of somebody's life. So what we want to do is introduce light from a different perspective to improve somebody's lifestyle. So what that means from a consumer standpoint is creating new products and new features within our app that allow different types of people to leverage light in the way that fits their lifestyle. So like I mentioned earlier, if you're an early riser, our simulated sunrise feature, Rise and Shine, that's perfect for early risers. If you you know that you have a tendency towards seasonal affective disorder, then circadian might be helpful for you. If you like to have a lot of house parties, we have a music sync feature so that it syncs the music on your device, pulses the lights to the beat of the music while they change colors. The one that I probably use most often is Shake, and it's kind of like the 21st century version of the clapper. So it's just a simple shake of your phone and your lights turn on, a simple shake and the lights turn off. So that was actually originally designed for, we originally called it Nightlight, because the thought process being that, you know, when you get up in the middle of the night and you have to go across the room to the restroom, or you need to go let the dog out or something to that effect, that you just reach over on your nightstand, grab your phone that's probably sitting there charging, just give it a quick shake and your lights turn on so that you don't trip or anything like that. So really everything that we do, we keep in mind that we're trying to develop those products for in consumer use to really improve their lifestyle.
So you've worked, Illumi's worked with artists as well, and one of them is Schenkel Fine Arts.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about what they've been doing and the pieces that they've produced along with the lights that they use?
Yeah, so they've been really a great ambassador for the true customization and the true variability in how much of an effect that light has on art and how people perceive art. So they have... they've developed their own style of art that they call metallogram. I believe they're photographs that they essentially 3D imprint onto art and use light to illuminate that in different ways. So they actually reached out to us looking for a light that could be variable so that it could be multi-sensory and multimodal, so that they can really create this whole experience from a lighting piece, as opposed to, you know, looking at a piece of sheet metal on a wall. It's much more than that, and they really do some fantastic work. And when they're big proponents of our lights, and when they use them, it really brings the entire piece to life. It's incredible stuff.
So talk about the scale of what a piece might be, and the types of scenes that we might see in some of the pieces as well.
Yeah, so they create really huge pieces. I want to say at least, you know, 12 feet long, 5 or 6 feet high, as well as like really small pieces as well. But from my experience, they typically use them on a lot of the larger pieces, especially because, you know, our product is very much a visual product. So any kind of any realm of art or business, commercial uses, residential, anything where it's going to have that visual appeal, that visual connection with whoever might be in that space, is the people that we want to appeal to. And art is a huge piece that, especially with pieces where it's changing colors, they primarily use things like our Rise and Shine or effects, which is going to change the hue of the color over a course of time. And that's really just going to play on how people are perceiving that particular piece of art.
Excellent. So, Colin, I want to say thanks for being part of Creative Disturbance. And the website, if people want to find out a little bit more,
www.ilumi.co.
All right. Thank you, Colin.
Sure. Excellent. Thank you.